FM. Weddings cause a lot of conflict. I know there's supposed to be a celebration of love, but the planning.
Oh, and it's not just the conflict about the wedding. It's the 30 or 40 years after that. That conflict's what gets me.
The planning, the wedding is the easy bit. Oh, I feel like it was a simpler time when I got married. Like,
oh, because you were so easy to deal with.
Were you a bridezilla?
No, I swear to God, you could get my husband on who I acknowledge I am high maintenance now. Mm-hmm. I acknowledge that. There's no.
But I totally deceived him.
But we didn't have a cake.
Okay, what about this? My wedding, I basically organised the whole thing and my wife had nearly nothing to do
with
it.
That's very unusual.
I think she was largely in denial. didn't want
that
to happen.
That's a sign.
Yeah. You organised everything, including the bride.
We had like a rental, like Tarago as one of our wedding vehicles. Yeah. God. And my friend's dad drove James and I. It was very local. We already had a baby.
So what made you become high maintenance? Because the same thing happened to my wife. I'm genuinely interested.
Well, just the continued disappointment.
Just not having my morning, James, if you're listening.
Because I would do anything to have my wife like she used to be back then, where she'd jump on the back of a motorbike or sleep in a swag.
Yeah, definitely more chilled out.
I suspect she wouldn't mind trading today, Cozzy, for back then, Cozzy, either.
Fair point. Mate, nowadays I'm twice the man I used to be.
Yeah, literally. So you didn't have any issues at your wedding.
No.
My wedding went pretty smoothly, I've got to say. There were no real issues, Coz.
In Bali, yeah?
In Bali, yes.
Are you asking me because you know the outcome of my wedding?
No, I don't.
I had too much to drink and I was at the Semaphore Palais and I stripped down. Glebe was there.
I was there.
I stripped down to my jocks on the bar.
Oh, no. On your wedding day?
On the wedding night. At the reception. And I threw my shirt into the crowd and it wrapped around my mother-in-law's head. And
didn't you set yourself on fire as well?
Yeah, I fell over in the candle.
And your speech didn't contain anything about your wife.
Yeah, I just said how much I love Harry, her son. Apart from that, everything was good.
I raised this because of the drama over selecting bridesmaids.
Oh, yes.
This woman has said her husband wants his sister to be one of her bridesmaids. Mm. And I think you've got to select your top.
You can't have
the bridal party enforced on you. You got to choose your people.
you've got to have. Kel had three brides men.
Three men.
Three wise men.
Three. No, no, not three wise. Three bridesmen.
Oh.
At our wedding, so we had, and I just had two
men. So you had
groomsmen.
You had no bridesmaid. You had no women.
No, just her. She was flying solo.
Didn't want to deflect any attention of her.
This is my day.
It was Kel and six dudes.
So obviously she doesn't trust you with other women. Back, Cozzy and Limo. SAFM.